Morning, everyone. Gemar Sima Tova. Yasher Koach to everybody who is out after 3 days of sitting and standing and sitting and standing and listening to try to capture the power of these Aseres Yimei Tshuva and to try to, even on this fast day, and especially on this fast day, to move one step forward. I apologize in advance. I am double booked this morning. I'm speaking in DRS at 11. So I'll be able to stay till 10:20, and then I have to scoot out. So I'll maybe wait till about 10:17 and see if there's a question or two. But I did want to have the opportunity to learn with you a little bit this morning. The Dubna Magid tells us a parable which I think is very fitting for the kinds of changes that we try to make this time of year. We're all here because we're looking for something more. The fact that you're here and you're out, you're tired, I'm tired, but we don't want to waste. This is the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We don't want to waste the opportunity. The Dubna Magid tells a mashal of a villager who comes in to the city to sell his wares, and he has an especially good day, and he's feeling very, very proud of himself. He's got a pocket full of gold, and he's walking around the city deciding what to do with his money, and he comes across a clothing store, and he goes into the clothing store and he says, he's all there decked out in his villager looking things, his very thick coat, and he says, I'd like a suit. Okay, the owner of the store is a little surprised, but hey, if the guy's going to pay. He goes to the rack, he says, this is about your size, why don't you try this on and see if this works. So, the owner of the clothing store goes back to doing whatever he's doing, dealing with other customers, and he starts to hear some very, very disturbing noises from the changing room in the back. And he's starting to hear tears in his precious suit. And he rips open the door, and he looks at the person, and he finds a very comical sight. Well, at least it's comical to the owner of the store. Inside is the villager, and he's got on his coat, and he's trying to put the suit over his coat. And he's pushing his arms into it, and he sees there's already a rip in one place, and he hasn't gotten to the pants yet. He's just trying on the jacket. And the villager starts yelling at him and saying, what are you doing? You gave me a suit for a child. This doesn't fit. And he says to him, you idiot. You got to take off your overcoat before you try on the suit. I think as silly as this parable is, it is very fitting for what we all try to do over these Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We walk into this time period with an understanding that there are serious things that we need to change. We walk into Russia. We may not have remembered. We kind of lost focus for a while. But the shofar started blowing at the beginning of Elul. We started with Slichos. And we hit Rosh Hashanah. And we listened to a Shabbat Shuvah Drasha. And we're all convinced that we have to do something. We got to do something this year to be better. And what we tend to do is to try to put on a new jacket, a new pair of pants. We have serious things about us, serious challenges, deep issues that are there and that we try to bring into Rosh Hashanah, and we still are wearing them, and we're going to try to bring them into Yom Kippur. And we try to solve it by putting on a new suit, by adding something. I'm going to try to be more careful in this year. I'm going to be, what should it be? Everybody wants to take on something. I'm going to try to be more careful in the way I say brachos. Beautiful. I'm going to try to bench from a bencher. I'm not going to try to say, but I'm going to try to bench from a bencher. That's wonderful. I'm going to try to get to shul a little more on time. Those are all wonderful things. But they can't stop us from trying to remove the heavy coat of averos and character traits that we need to work on at this time of the year. I hate to say it, but tshuva is one of the worst things that we can do to improve ourselves. Because we always interpret tshuva to pick some detail rather than going for the core. And what I want to try to discuss with you this morning is a very difficult idea. It's difficult because what does that mean and how am I going to do this? About the essence of what we should be at least trying to do during this time of the year. The Rambam tells us, Al tomar she'en tshuva ela me'averos she'esh bahem maaseh. Don't tell me, don't think that tshuva is only relevant to mitzvos that have an action. And the Rambam here, as we'll see, doesn't really differentiate between actions and thoughts. But things that you can point to and tell me this is a particular avera, there are averas of thoughts. There are things we're not allowed to think, but we can point to a pasuk in the Torah and understand which pasuk we're violating. But the Rambam says that we shouldn't limit ourselves when we're doing tshuva to particular things. Kigon zunus, vigezel, ugeneva. A person's got to go through and examine themselves and take a test, 1 through 10, how am I with bad character traits? Sheyeshlo, v'lashuv min hakas. Which pasuk exactly tells me I'm not allowed to get angry? Name the pasuk. There is no pasuk that says I'm not allowed to get angry. But the Rambam writes, there is nothing worse than anger. So you see, when I go through the Torah and I say, which one of the 613 mitzvos should I do better next year? I'm going to miss, says the Rambam, anger. Because anger is not a particular thing. It's not a particular pasuk. But how important it is to stay away from anger. Umin ha'eva, umin ha'kina, umin ha'hitul, umin redifas ha'mamon v'akavod. Oy, gaval. We got to do tshuva for that too. I got to do tshuva for the fact that my priorities are off. For the fact that I sometimes lose control, for the fact that I have all these urges and things, umiridifas hamaachalo sukiyotze bahen, I have to look at my waistline. I have to do that also now. I don't got time for that. I'm busy doing tshuva for saying brachos correctly. Come on, this time of year, I got a list of things I'm going to do better. The Rambam says, don't think that tshuva is only for things that you can point to a particular action. Instead, it's for character traits. It's for the people that we are. Ve'elu ha'avonos, says the Rambam, kashim me'otan sheyesh ba'en maisa. Uh-oh. The Rambam says, those are worse. That's the real problem. The real problem are our character traits, are who we are, not what we do. Shebizman shadam nishka be'elu kashehu lifrosh mehem. You think it's hard to stop doing something? It's incredibly hard to stop being something. To stop a particular action, that's something, okay, I say that's it, I'm done. The Rambam in the second chapter of Hilchos Tshuva talks about tshuva that sometimes starts by just saying, I'm done, that's it, I'm done. It's not always as he describes in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, he describes the kind of tshuva where I start feeling guilty. We know how that goes. I do something, I feel bad, I say, I better not do that again. In chapter 2, he says that there are some times when you just have to stop dead in your tracks, even before you feel guilty. You know it's wrong, and you just say, I'm not doing it anymore. That's it. You can't do that with anger. You can't do that with jealousy. You can't say, I won't be jealous anymore, period. But that doesn't mean we don't have to work on it. As it says, V'chein hu omer ya'azov rasha darko. The key word is cut off here in the way we have the Rambam. Ya'azov rasha darko v'ish oven machshevotav. The way of wicked is not the actions, it's the ways that we need to return from. The Rambam tells us later in Hilchos Deos, in Hilchos Deos, Haroech Haveiro Shechata O Shehalach Bederech Lo Tova. What does that mean? If you see that your friend did an Haveiro, you got to tell him, oh, you don't do that anymore. That's tough. But you know what's even tougher? When you know your friend is just going in the wrong direction. You can't point to a particular thing. You can't say, I'm not sure if you know the halacha, that's not actually allowed on Shabbos. But when you see that your friend is just in the wrong place, they're living a life which is fueled by anger, is fueled by desires, is fueled by jealousy. That, says the Rambam, we also need to speak up about. The Rambam here seems to be telling us a chiddush. He's telling us, don't think that you don't have to do tshuva for these things. Why would you think that you don't have to do tshuva here? One of my Rebbeim, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, suggested three different reasons why we might not think we have to do tshuva here. First of all, we might think erroneously that we can't do tshuva for these kinds of things. We might think that, you know, I can stop a particular action or a particular thing, but I can't stop the way I am. I can't stop getting angry. I cannot explode, but the fact that I get angry, that's something that I can't deal with. I'm jealous. What? How am I not going to be jealous? What am I going to do? So I'm not going to act on my jealousy. I'm not going to let anybody know about my jealousy. I'm not going to let them know about these things. They're all inside. But I can't change them. But I can change them, says the Rambam. I'm responsible to change them. I'm responsible to go for those really difficult things. I might think, number two, says the Rambam, that even though, says Rav Lichtenstein explaining the Rambam, that even though I can change those things, I don't have to. Because who cares what I feel inside? And in fact, he says, number three, some might say, the worse I am on the inside, the better. Right? The better. That's it. As long as I act in the right way, there's nothing wrong with these feelings. So what that I want to steal, but I don't steal? So what if I want something that somebody else has, but I don't take it? So what if inside I'm burning up? But the Rambam makes it very clear. Al tomar she'ein tshuva ela ma'averos she'esh behen ma'isa. Don't think this, says the Rambam. Don't let ourselves think this. We want to think this because this is the hard work of tshuva. This is changing ourselves. This is changing who we are, not just a particular action. This is the real stuff. And don't let ourselves be fooled and distracted by simply changing something external. The Rambam writes, Eilu ha'avonos kashim me'otan she'esh bahen ma'isa. This is the tough stuff, everybody. Why are they kashim? One way to understand kashim, that these are tougher, it's tougher to not be jealous than to keep kosher. One way that this is tougher, some of the Yachronim explain that this is tougher because it's harder to stop. It's just tougher. You know, we have a certain barrier when it comes to doing something. There's a natural barrier when I'm actually going to do something. I'm actually going to step out of myself and do something. I stop. I'll never cross that line, at least I tell myself. But what goes on in my head is very, very difficult to control. Kashin. In other words, it's much more difficult to stop. How do I stop? How do I stop jealousy? How do I stop anger? And where do those things come from? The reality is that most of the character traits that we have, that we struggle with, are due to a mistaken view of the world. The reason why I am jealous, and I'm not telling you something you don't know, the reason why I'm jealous is because I think I'll be happier if I have that. I wonder why I shouldn't have that. I'm not happy with what I have. The reason why I get angry is because I feel that you've insulted me. You know what? It's an interesting thing to think about. Let's talk about anger for a second. I want to give two interesting examples of anger. Two interesting examples where I'm upset about something. There are two things that I try to do when I think I'm about to get angry. The first thing I try to do is ask myself, how angry would I be if I just saw somebody do it to somebody else? Not me. I think that I'm angry because of the thing that was done. It was so horrible, and I'm so righteous, that therefore I am consumed with anger because someone would do that thing. I always try to stop myself and say, what if I just saw somebody doing it to somebody on the street? I just saw somebody doing it to somebody else. I'm suddenly not so angry. You know what I realized? I'm angry because you did it to me. How could you do it to a guy like me? Anger is ego. Think about it. It's not the action I'm upset about. It's the fact that it was a personal affront to me. This is another thing, by the way, and I say this to parents all the time. Right? You have a child, and the child is playing ball in the living room. I know this doesn't happen in your living room, but bouncing ball, bouncing, 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 bouncing. And as many times as you tell the kid, don't play ball in the living room, they want to play ball in the living room, because that's where everybody is, and what's going to happen? And he's bouncing the ball, and then he starts throwing the ball, and he throws the ball, and he hits the Ming vase that you have in the living room. Okay? And you are so upset because he didn't listen. And how could he do that? Now take the following scenario. He's bouncing the ball, and he throws the ball and he misses the Ming vase. You're not nearly as upset. So let me ask you, what are we really upset about? That our kid has good aim? If he hits the vase, I can't believe what you just did. If he misses the vase, it's a much lower tone. I'm not angry at what he did. I'm angry because I'm upset because I lost my vase. I'm taking it out on somebody else. So many of the natural feelings that we have are due to the way that we view the world. It is very, very difficult. Kashin. It is difficult to control our emotions. But the fact is that we can. We can by reminding ourselves again and again and again what's important and where those feelings come from, and to look at ourselves after we have those feelings. It can be done. That's reason number one why they might be kashin. But there's another reason why they're kashin. The Beis HaBechira of the Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, "La'olam yehei adam zahir b'midotav, shehein hein ha-meviot legufei ha-averot o ha-zuchuyot." You want to spend some worthwhile time now? You want to pick. Everybody wants to pick something. He says, "Pick a root, not a branch. Pick a root." Pick a core, because it's our bad midos, it's our character traits that lead us to so many mistakes and so many things. In the Sefer Shari HaKadusha, Shari Kadusha of Rav Chaim Vital, "B'pigam hanimshach al yedei midot hamigunot, v'hine inyan hamidot hein mutbaot ba'adam b'nefesh hashvela." These midos, what we call midos, good midos, bad midos, they're established in our nefesh. V'hine b'nefesh hazeh tuluyot hamidot hatovot v'haraot v'hein kisei v'yesod v'shoresh el hanefesh ha'el yonah ha'sichlit. The core of everything is our midos. We have this mind, and with this mind we try to do the 613 mitzvos. But besides the mind, we have a heart, says Rav Chaim Vital. Who we are. The essence of who we are. And he says, "Va'amnam hem hachanot ikariot el taryag mitzvot bekiyumam o bebitulam." Don't waste your time on the specifics, he says. Of course the specifics are important. But focus on the root. Yan ki ein koach b'nefesh ha-sichlit l'kayem ha-mitzvot ela be'emtzaut nefesh ha-yesodit. Ulefikach inyan ha-midot ha-ra'ot kashim min ha-averot atzman ma'od ma'od. And then he writes in the bold. I hope you have bold. Do you have bold? Good. Ki liyotam ikarim v'yesodot lo nimnu b'chlal taryag ha-mitzvot. God didn't bother to put him in the 613. The 613 come after you have worked on yourself. They're the core. Just as there are opinions that say that there is no mitzvah, machlokas rishonim, is there a mitzvah to believe in God? There are mitzvah to believe in God. Some of the rishonim, there's no mitzvah to believe in God. That comes before the mitzvos. Yeah, of course you have to believe in God, but you can't talk about commandments without a commander. Says Reb Chaim Vital, you can't speak about doing the mitzvos if you don't look to the core. Of course there aren't mitzvos here. These come before the mitzvos. You can't get anything done unless you're willing to look inside. V'nimtza ki yoter tzarich lizaher mimidot haraot, yoter min kiyum hamitzvot aseh velo ta'aseh. Again, ki yoter tzarich lizaher. We have to be more careful with our midos rows more than we're careful with the 613 mitzvos. That is an incredible challenge for us at this time of the year. Because which mida are we working on? Not which thing, not which mitzvah, not which prat, not which minhag. Which core mida are we going to work on this year and not get distracted with everything else? But there's something more. The Rambam in his Mor Nevuchim, classic Rambam thing to say, says, why is it that your thoughts and your midos are kashim, are more important even than your actions? Classic Rambam. Hirhurei avera kashin me'avera. What does it mean that hirhurei avera The rabbis tell us that thinking about an Aveira is worse than an Aveira. Come on, it's not. Let's face it. If I thought about the thing and I stopped, aren't I a hero? I thought about it. I made plans. I made sketches. I did the whole thing. At the last minute, I said, I got hit by the tzitzis in my face. I'm not going to do it. I'm okay. So why would I say that kashin, that more difficult, are the hihurei aveira? Says the Rambam, something so precious. V'li perusho, perush nifla ma'od. If I don't say so myself. I have an amazing explanation of this, says the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. For who? Sheha'adam kishi yamre amnam, yamre mitzad hamkrim hanimshachim achar hachomer shelo. The Rambam says a person is made of a mind and a body. And their body is a faulty thing. And their body has urges, and their body makes mistakes. And when I do an Aveira, I do an Aveira with my body. But it was a dysfunctional, earthly, human body to begin with. Ritzoni lomar shehadam lo yaseh meri rak bebehem yuto, aval hamachshava he misgulot ha'adam hanimshachot achar tzurato. You know what makes us more than animals? Our personalities, our minds. That's what was supposed to be so precious about us in the first place. The fact that our body made a mistake, my body is no different than the body of an animal. So I did something animalistic with my body. What have I ruined anyway? And this is such a Rambam thing to say, but the mind. Right? What does it mean that we're created with Tzelem Elokim? The Rambam says we're created with Seichel. What makes us godlike is our minds, is our personality. Ukeshiyachshov b'meri yimre b'chbad shebishnei chalakav. When I use my mind, when my character traits, I'll add, are off, I take that which is particularly human and godly and I ruin it. Ve'ein chet misha'avar v'he'evid eved seichel kechet misha'evid ben chorin chashuv. Okay? Your body is a slave. Your body is a slave to its passions. It's just that way. But when you take your free mind, when you take something as beautiful as a mind, and you use it for sin, it's even worse. Three reasons why. That which goes on inside of us, is so important to think about. A, because let's face it, it's the most difficult. It's easier to control our actions, but to control what's going on inside of us is difficult. It takes a lot of work. It should be given priority. Because if we don't have time to work on saying brachos during these 10 days, it's going to be very, very difficult to put in time. We're not going to have time the rest of the year. If we don't work on our kas and on our gaiva this time of year, it takes time. Number two. It is the core of so many mistakes that we make. It leads to so many averos. It's the basis upon which everything else stands. And number three, I'll paraphrase the Rambam. It's who we are in the image of God and not just what we do with our bodies. I've presented to you a difficult challenge for me, and what I assume is a difficult challenge for at least most of you. But I want to up the ante one more time. We talked about the need to do tshuva for character traits, and then we said, hello, this may be the core of what we're supposed to do. But how do I know which one to go for? Okay, Rabbi, you got me. Okay, I'm going to go for something a little more this year. I'm not just going to take a little thing. I'm going to pick one of my midos. and I'm going to try to improve one of my midos. How do I choose which one? I'm going to share with you a short piece that is the core of the way that I look at this tshuva period. I've never thought about tshuva the same way after seeing this powerful piece from Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Tzadok HaKohen says as follows. Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik. How do I know which mida to pick? How do I know which thing to go for? I have so many choices. There are so many things I can start anywhere. What do I pick? Kol echad yodea. Know this. Shibema sheyitzro tokfo biyoter. Whatever is our weakest point, whatever is the biggest problem that we have, our worst mida, our greatest taiva, hu kli muchan la'otam dvarim biyoter, lihiyot nekiyim v'zakim etzla. Oh, come on. You see, the way we often look at ourselves is that we give ourselves a certain amount of leeway, let's face it. We all have things that we do really well. We all have things that we want to improve. And then we've all got that thing that's just, well, that's just me. That's the one thing that God's going to have to understand. It turns out that I really try high. I'm a good husband. I'm a good father. I work really hard. I happen to have a temper. That's the one thing that, you know, I have to give it a note. I have to get an excuse for that one. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, do you want to know what the one thing you should work on? It's the thing that we're worst at. It's not just that we shouldn't also do tshuva for our midos roles. Yeah, the Rambam says don't think tshuva is only for actions. You have to do it for midos. And it's not just that that may be the most important thing, but of all of our midos, what's the one we got to find? The one that we're worst at. And not, fascinating, because we're worst at it and therefore it needs the most improvement. But he says, because that mida is the key to our greatness. Whatever is our Achilles heel, we've all got a mida. We've all got one mida, or one thing that is our Achilles heel. We're good at everything else. We give ourselves a lot. We're good at everything else. But this one I'm not so good at. That's supposed to be our focus. Ubidvarim shehirba lifshobahem yodeya shehu kli muchan lihiot daika ba'oto davar naki ubalevav. That's where you could be great. That's where you could be great. Velachein amru shebe'ever shebo chata bo yaseh mitzvot. Right? There's a concept that if I sinned with a particular part of my body, I should try to make it up. I should try to do a mitzvah with that part of the body. What does that mean? Ve'ein ze rak tikun la'aveira hakodemes mida keneged mida. It's not just a mida keneged mida thing. I got to perfect my hand, right? The Chofetz Chaim has an idea that when we get up to Shemayim, we'll have a body, and our body will consist of the parts that we used well. Of course, the Chofetz Chaim is talking about a lot of people that will have no tongues when they get up there. And it's going to be a long time without a tongue. It's going to be very frustrating. Right? It's not just that. Aval hu gam tikun nafsho bifrat. That is what your mission is for your neshama, for your purpose of being here in the world. Ki kol echad nivra l'tikun eze davar prati. Asher bo nityachta nafsho bifrat. Every one of us, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, was put here to do something right. Something. And what I'm here to do right is not what you're... We're all here to get something right. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, you want to know what it probably is? It's the thing you're worst at. The area of our lives, and he's not just talking about midos, but I think it's even more true in terms of midos. The area of our lives that I've pushed away and said, well, that's something that I'm born with, and that's just the way I am, and I'll work on everything else because I'm not going to fix that one. What if that's the reason that we're here? You see, the problem is that we all assume that we're here for the same thing. We all assume that we're here in this world to do a lot of mitzvos, to please God, affect other people, to help the community, you know, and that's what we all strive for. Reb Tzadok HaKohen says we might be here for something much, much more specific, to overcome a particular problem, a particular challenge. And it's probably something central to who we are, because why wouldn't it be? Sometimes a young man will come and speak to me about a challenge that he's having during his years in yeshiva. He's dealing with a particular challenge, whatever the challenge might be, and he'll tell me how it's getting in the way of his avodas Hashem. He wants to be in Seder, he wants to be in Shir, he wants to be there like all the other guys, he wants to achieve in Torah, but there's something that's holding him back and getting in the way of his avodas Hashem. I look him in the eye every time and I say, why are you assuming that your avodas Hashem is in the Beis Medrash and not in dealing with that problem that you have? Why is it? What is it about us that thinks that what we're supposed to be spending our efforts on when God cares is when we're in shul or when we're involved in a particular mitzvah? That's when God cares. But when we're struggling with our anger and we're struggling with our jealousy, that's not God time. Says Reb Tzadok, that's when the spotlight is on us. That's when we're serving or not serving the Ribono Shel Olam. It's specifically the place that we have the most trouble. Let's stop thinking of that as something which is holding us back. Let's turn around and face it and realize that that might be what we're here for. Don't say I'm a person with a temper. Maybe you were created to show that a person can overcome a temper. That's it. That's what I'm here for. A guy like me. But I give so much stucca, and I teach, and I do all these things. No, no, no. Maybe you're here to show that a person can get over their temper. Maybe you're here to show that a person can get over jealousy. Maybe you're here to show that a person who naturally thinks of only themselves can begin to think of other people. Maybe that's where the spotlight is. Specifically the area that I have the most trouble, instead of looking at that as something that's holding me back, to turn at it and to face it and to recognize it and to admit it and to make that the focus of our avodas Hashem, and not to let, you'll excuse me, the tfilos and the slichos and the kol yom rishon get in the way. We don't have time for all of that in a certain sense, because there's something about each and every one of us that needs addressing. And we dare not ignore it. And we also dare not tell ourselves that God doesn't care about that, because that could be the thing God cares about the most. It's amazing if you look at the two Torah readings of Rosh Hashanah. Unbelievable. If I don't say so myself. Unbelievable. The two Torah readings of Rosh Hashanah, right? We read one that we have no idea why we're reading it, and we read one that's the one we would probably pick, right? We have the Akedah. Father, parent goes with a child out into the wilderness, and they go and they're wandering for a couple of days, and there's a near-death experience. And then suddenly they hear the voice of God. And the child is saved, and the child goes on to greatness. Wow, what a story. And then there's that other one we read on the first day, and the rabbi talks about how the reason why we read it is because Yitzchak was born, even though there's another 50 psukim. And it's a story about people that just don't matter to us that much. Hagar and Ishmael get lost one day, and they're going off, and she gives up and thinks they're going to die, and then at the last minute, Ishmael doesn't die. And then he goes and he gets married. You know what the first day's Torah reading is? It's a story about a parent who goes on a several-day journey with a child. And they have a near-death experience. And then they hear the voice of God. And then the child is saved. And then the child goes on to greatness. Both Torah readings are exactly the same story. The story of Hagar and Ishmael is exactly the same story as Avraham and Yitzchak, with one major difference. Avraham and Yitzchak have a feeling that the spotlight is shined on them. They feel like they're part of a test. They feel like they're somehow doing the will of God. They know that God is watching their every action. And Ishmael and Hagar think that the cameras have shut off. They think that the spotlight is on the base of Avraham, and they're just wandering into the wilderness. They don't realize that the action is still on them, that the camera is still watching them, and that they are about to experience the most powerful God moment of their whole life. They think that they're in that time and that place that God doesn't care about, but they can't see that the cameras are still rolling. Avram and Yitzchak's trial has meaning because they feel that God is watching them. Hagar and Ishmael is devoid of meaning because they're convinced that that's a place and a time where God doesn't care. The difference between Hagar and Ishmael and Akedas Yitzchak is understanding that wherever we are is the most important place in the world. Wherever we are, we're being tested by the Ribono Shel Olam. And whatever we're doing, we're at the center of His attention. This is true in space, and it's also true in time, and it's true in terms of the parts of our personality and our life that we have decided are outside of God's spotlight. Wouldn't it be quite a surprise to us after 120 years if we get up to Shemayim and realize that the camera stopped rolling every time we came to a shir and started up again every time we got angry? Stopped rolling every time we came to shul, because that was when we were being good like everybody else. But that the focus came when we started getting jealous, when we started losing our sensibilities in all that time that we thought the camera was off. It's a tremendous challenge that the Rambam gives us, but it's one I think we can understand. To focus not just on our actions, not just on what we do, but who we are. And who knows, it may turn out that that's really what God wants from us. I wish everyone Hatzlacha. These are very difficult things. I struggle with them more than you do. But we have to try. I wish everyone a Gmar Simtov.